Call this special meeting of the board directors, the public meeting for the Ottumwa Water District to order. At 6 o'clock, I think it's June 26th, 2019. Roll call.
President Jelly?
Here.
Director Kunkel?
Here.
Director Hunt?
Here.
Director Zabadi?
He jumped the gun.
I'm waiting for one more.
Les?
Oh, Les.
He's absent.
Absent, thank you, there we go. All right, Director Jin called and said he will not be attending. He had some prior engagements that he needed to get done, and he's sorry that he could not attend. Public comments, are there any public comments? Mr. Crumrine?
You have a resolution before you tonight, and I continue to argue that the board did not receive the proposed budget in April 18, 2018. That's in the resolution to adopt. I also don't believe we held a public hearing on the budget last week. It was on the agenda, public hearing was on standby fee, not on the budget.
I believe at the beginning we said, I open the public hearing.
You did for the standby fees.
I thought that I also said it for the budget.
I brought the agenda with me.
Mm-hmm.
Item three is public hearing on standby fees. Item four, budget for fiscal year 2019-20, consider resolution number 755. Also, if it were a public hearing, and I'm not arguing that you needed one, you should have put a notice in the paper for a public hearing.
Most of the likely budget don't public hearing, I'm listening, yeah, you know that very well.
Yeah, and you didn't have a notice for a budget public hearing. You had one for standby fee.
Oh, so I didn't say public hearing for the budget because we don't have a public hearing for the budget.
That's what I was saying, but that's not what your resolution says.
Well, I'll have to read it more carefully.
I hope the whole board does. I mean, if you did have a public hearing and it wasn't at last week's meeting, then you held a meeting that you didn't even notice.
Yeah, we haven't had any meetings since last week. Absolutely none.
How many things is this for, the same like last year? Because we have 218 last year and we need to do both together. Is there a rate of change with the budget approved? This why is we put it both together and the public.
Because you're not making that change this year.
Well, you could amend this resolution.
No, we can change it.
But I understand, what's the reference to the April 18th? What is that?
Right here.
Yeah, well, what is that about?
That's the wrong date.
Wrong date.
Yeah, that date should be fixed.
Okay.
And then the second line where it says, whereas the board held a public hearing, that needs to be deleted.
If you fix that date, you need to specify that the capital improvement program was presented to the board on April 17th, 2019, not the whole budget.
Thank you. Any other public comments? No? Excellent. Then we will start on item number one, the budget. The board will consider approval of the 2019-2020 fiscal year budget. General Manager, any further comments for this?
Not at this point. I'm sure you'll have questions and I'll respond accordingly.
Okay. So with Mr. Crumrine's comments, with our resolution 764, the first correction that we should make is on line number two, whereas the board has received on April 17th, 2019, and reviewed the proposed budget, and you think it should say just the capital improvement plan?
The agenda on the 17th is just the capital improvement program, not the budget.
So when we reviewed this,
Was on April 17th.
Was on April 17th. That was last year, the last meeting.
Oh, June, there we go, thank you. I'll get it after a while. And that says June 19th on this one. And so, board received on April 17th, 2019.
Capital improvement.
Now, that should say June, then just change it to June 19th, right? And reviewed the proposed budget. So we'll say June 19th, received on June 19th, and reviewed the proposed budget. And whereas the board presented the proposed budget at the June 19th board meeting where all interested persons were heard. So we're striking held a public hearing and putting in presented the proposed budget at the June 19th, 2019 board meeting where all persons were heard, and I think the rest of it can stand on its own two legs. Mr. Hunt, any comments?
Yeah, I'm a little confused on this first section where it says the CIP recommendation underwater in that part. It's still saying the F-250 pickup for $70,000. And then the section back here under the actual budget says $65,000. And I'm just wondering, are these four items that are under that specifically for capital improvement? Is that why we have that sheet?
I think at that point I'm recommending that we replace the 2001, the first item, that 250 pickup. Okay. I think we've identified that we could get it at less.
Yeah.
Less cost.
Is it 65 in the current one here?
I didn't update this.
And then the horizontal well rehab says 50,000, and the horizontal well rehab back here says 45.
45 in the top. 45 in the top. If you go for the capital improvement in water, you find 45 south. You need to fix the road.
I guess what I'm saying is I was just a little confused on this one sheet right here.
You're right, that's my mistake.
And then I would also, on the number three on development of new wells for 200,000, I still wanted to add and or rehabilitation of existing wells, because I don't want it specifically for new wells. I would like it for either new wells or rehabilitation of existing wells.
But we don't have only 8 and 11, the other is out. We cannot fix it. Some of the wells we cannot fix it.
So are you saying all of the existing wells are as
most
good as you can get?
Because the last time you guys emphasized about the horizontal wells, Dr. Sharia and the board, and they said we need to fix the horizontal wells. So my
Vertical wells.
We have 8 and 11 right now. This is what we have exactly right now. This is one of the problems we have.
He's got the 20,000.
Yeah. I see you got to have that, but I'm saying, are 8 and 11 the only ones that need
most,
rehabilitation?
Most of them, but some I remember number 3 and number 2 as well.
I mean, there's got to be some out there that in the next year may need a new pump.
Or, I cannot say.
And all I think he's asking is that we put in there the ability to use that money for rehab also. So we just need to add to that line, develop new wells and rehabilitation. Is that correct?
Yeah. Just and or rehabilitation of existing wells. I think that was the only thing I saw. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Kunkel?
On the sewer end, did I see, were we going to put money in for a truck there?
Yeah, we went down to Tacoma.
75,000 for Tacoma. Oh, 40,000. 40,000 for Tacoma.
So third page back. Second page.
What did you say, from 70,000?
40,000.
Yeah, 40,000.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Last time we said it's except last tax.
The other thing was, I still don't think that the district needs the skidster there for budget. I think we have enough equipment and to start doing water lines, or to do water lines, or to do whatever operations we have. And then later on, if the crew get efficient in doing this, and then they would need a skidster, then I would consider it then. We've had it on the budget a couple times before, and it got turned down. So again, yeah, this year I don't think we need it.
Which one is this, on the water?
It's on the water.
Which one?
Down towards the bottom, number seven at the bottom.
Number seven.
I hear the stories about we're going to do this, do that, and we're going to get this out of it, but I don't know if that holds true. In that way, I think we have the equipment to get started on the stuff, and as they start getting efficient and needing more, then yeah, I would think they'd be able to better assess if they need that piece of equipment then.
If you don't have it to use, how do you demonstrate you need it?
Why do you say we need it then?
I think there's enough tasks, both on the water and the sewer side, that warrant its availability. It's not something we rent for some of the projects, but we're going to actually install water service lines. And in many cases, the first road we're doing is off Rocky Point. Has a very narrow dirt road, and there's a narrow area to be using, trying to use a backhoe to go through and do the trenching. And I think it's just one example of what I think would be many examples, and they also can use it down in sludge drying beds to get in there with the size of it, as opposed to a backhoe, and clean those beds out. And so I think I explained that in my explanation here under the water, but it's for water and sewer, that I think it is a useful tool that we can use, and it has attachments for cleaning up after you're done with the job as well, which saves time. And I know you're accustomed to the way they used to do it, and hand shoveling everything and grooming it, but if we're able to save time by investing in this piece of equipment, it's very useful, and it's to our benefit.
But also the hauling it around, the maintenance on
these
things here.
We have a trailer to haul it in.
But, I mean, we do have the equipment right now that I think is adequate to do that. We've got two tractors, we've got a dump truck, we've got a trailer to haul things around in. We've got an asphalt cutting saw there. Some of the roads we're going to be doing, I think the small streets in-house, hopefully, that we're doing is going to be dirt there.
Well,
so we don't need a room there. And then I've heard in the past, like on the streets, when you have a leak and stuff, to get the equipment to bring it down and to take it off and sweep. And sometimes it is easier just to do it with the room at the time. When you get it involved with more pieces of equipment, more people, sometimes it isn't as efficient there on this.
You almost make it sound like you wouldn't want to use it rather than because you're accustomed to a certain style. I'm saying I think it has enough benefit and useful life, and we're reducing the cost. I've done a search and looking at used ones, and we saw 25 or 30 examples where we could purchase one used, not pay the $90,000, which is the original brand new purchase price.
Okay, again, I'm not opposed to doing it if it's warranted, but the fellas haven't been...
No, but they're
they
going
haven't
to.
Been, well, I think we have the equipment enough to get them up to speed to do it there. And as they become efficient, then I wouldn't be opposed to getting it then. But again, we need to have this, we need to have that, and we're going to get this product out of it. But I don't see that.
You question that. I understand that. But
okay, right, and it came back to the
In
beach.
My opinion, and talking to other agencies as well, it does have a very useful purpose, and I think it would be worthwhile. Just have a difference of opinion.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Mr. Zabadi?
Well, as I said last time, I don't think this is the time to dig new wells
no,
because
we're not
of the water table. situation.
Right.
And I would eliminate that altogether, but I would go, if there is need for rehabilitation of existing wells, I certainly wanted to spend the money, but I don't think we should spend, I mean, digging a well is like $75,000 or $100,000 at least. I don't think we need that at the moment.
Can I just throw in one thing about that? When we're in the current situation we are now, where you see springs, that's exactly where we need to put a well.
So okay.
It's kind of easy to see where we need to. I agree that we don't need to necessarily dig them right now because we don't know how deep.
Yeah.
But it's good to see that's the exact location.
The source.
Where the spring is.
No, I'm just based on what I talked to Herb about, and it basically said, the water level is so high, it may come in, a well may come in, but in fact, when it's at regular level, it's with nothing to begin with. So I would eliminate that, or with a direction, let's look at possible places, spend money on that, then rehab whatever we need, but let's not dig a new well. That's what I would come to. I think we had some discussion some time ago that there should be maybe some effort made to have a joint equipment pool with the other districts, etc. For example, this equipment, I don't know anything about technical stuff, that you talked about, does the other district have that?
Pineco does. Pine Valley, I don't think does.
I mean, we have these projects, the small pipeline projects, where you would be using some of this, right? How long are they going to take? I mean, is there something you could borrow from them or give them a rental charge or something? And maybe buy the equipment when, in fact, people are doing it.
Well,
I don't know.
I can
give
you an
example. Throwing things out.
With this pipeline, Fern Valley came down with their backhoe that
right.
has a jackhammer attachment.
Right.
That's something we wouldn't normally need. And so they came down and offered to do that. And not that we sat down at the table at the same time to talk about, but he also asked that we might be able to provide him with some dirt once they start their project.
Right, right, right.
And I said, absolutely. I'm not sure with Jerry up in Pine Cove, I haven't approached him to use any of his equipment, so I wouldn't know. But I'd like to keep it in the budget. I won't make the decision until I talk to both and see what they have and what we can offer in exchange. I'd gladly work with both.
Right. But I keep it in the budget, but I would suggest that you make those efforts. Anyhow, the way I understand our process, if you come in and buy something over $10,000, you have to come to the board.
Right, well, yeah, I wouldn't just...
Even if it's authorized.
Yes.
To begin with. Why do we need a extra truck in the sewer department?
We don't have flatbed truck.
What do we need a flatbed truck?
We need a fuse to put the pipeline.
Sewer. Why do we need a Tacoma? What do you have now?
Because we transfer one guy and he has no truck.
Well, to get there.
And he needs to have
and to respond, they can do jobs independently.
$19,000 car. I don't know, I was just asking. I mean, why do you need a truck?
Have you driven down that road to the pond?
Yeah,
I think you were going to replace the 2001.
The one
we have sitting out back
the
there
one
that's
was
starting to have trouble.
Sucks.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
There, maybe for the sewer department.
It's not fixable, and if you fix it, it will cost between $22,000. It has a lot of problems for the transmission. The engine. 2001, you were driving very bad truck.
They could get down to the ponds and just be trouble getting back, right?
Yeah.
It would be very hard if he saw that.
I think we'll get a permanent assignment. That's what we need.
It's horrible. I drove it. I swear to move it from spot to spot because the guy need to pass here. And I said, oh my God, this car will take me and jump in the Edison other side. But, okay. But this is the one we need to replace.
Talking about Victor bringing that equipment down, the jackhammer, and then seeing Elko with their sheep's foot to compact it there. I would like to maybe modify that to, I see a sheep's foot more what we would need with a big tractor on the pipeline compacting it. And I don't know what one of those hydraulic
I don't know
costs, that. But I could see that more maybe useful if we started getting into it more, having the rocks. than the skidster.
The sheet's putting an attachment to the backhoe?
Yeah, it goes on where the bucket goes. You take off the bucket and then put that on and then...
It does compact very well.
It's totally cool.
The other thing that I was concerned, you know, we had this problem with the Elka Engineering that they cut through a sewer line that had to be fixed for, which were going to be charged more. And I understand that we had to turn to them to fix the line because we didn't have the ability to fix to start with. I'm not sure it's because we didn't have the equipment or we didn't have a know-how, do you know?
Both, I would say.
Both. So what is the equipment that we need in order to fix sewer lines?
Well, I didn't get the chance to go out and see the site and I haven't talked to her about it, but the familiarity of dealing with sewage when you're patching it and ensuring that it's not leaking into the environment.
Right.
So there's perhaps more training than anything else. Mm-hmm. Steve probably would better know.
Did you know about the problem?
Yeah, I'm not sure about thrown away or misplaced. We do have the equipment to snap that clay pipe.
Yeah, they did find it.
They did find it.
They have clamps. I don't know if they're what kind of shape they're in to repair the piece.
Right.
More like they didn't have the knowledge. The
knowledge,
staff
right.
Right.
Trained,
experience,
knowing where the equipment is, the pipe is, the bands are,
right.
But
all that.
I believe
the clamp came 6 inch, and we had.
We had those.
Yes.
So along those lines, basically, Herb showed me the plans to begin with, and evidently, at least based on the preliminary stuff, this was not on this particular connection, side connection, was not on the main map. So I was wondering, since we did the videoing the all the lines, is it possible to prepare based on that some up-to-date maps for the sewer line, or that's a totally different stuff?
I did locate, in fact Steve was talking to me last week, I think, and I pulled out those CDs or DVDs of the filming they did and the hard copies. I just haven't had time to look at it. I showed them to Herb and he wants to look at them and see if we can make sure we can correlate when we're looking at the map where these videos are. So we can make sure we see what was
so
videoed.
We don't have the same problem.
Yeah. So we have that information available now that I've relocated it.
Okay. And on the small projects we're going to do up in the pipes, are there any sewer lines in those areas?
No. Well, one of the things we would do though is identify where the sewer located, again relying on the maps that we have.
Right.
And some decades ago sometimes they don't get marked.
Right.
Or then we can't until we accidentally find it.
Right.
And some are sewer.
Okay. Mine and all have already been addressed. So yes.
Can I ask one before you go?
Sure.
I must have missed this last week. In the original, or in the capital program presented in April, the total for the sewer budget was $15,000, 10 of which was for sludge dewatering equipment. Now the budget was $300,000 for that, and I just wondered what the change was.
Well, that was a misquote. The guys thought they saw, I talked to Fritz down at the wastewater plant and Danny as well, looking to get more accurate assessment of what the cost would be, and that's what they found, something that would be what we'd want to have. And it would be something that even if we expand the plant or rebuild it, we could continue to use that same facility, or that component of dealing with the sludge. And so the 300 is inaccurate.
Is inaccurate?
Is accurate.
The 10,000 was an underestimate.
It was a low guess. And so that was certainly, we couldn't do anything with 10,000 towards that effort.
And this actually, according to Fritz and Mike, will increase the efficiency, very high efficiency, and will not need that much labor over there. According to Fritz, he mentioned this will increase the efficiency.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, we can put in a budget, but when it comes time to spending money for it, I have thoughts on that because what an actual unit cost, what kind of unit, how much we're actually going to be saving on labor for by the time you spend that capital improvement
and electricity and site preparation, maintenance, when if we could look at how much the personnel goes out there, labor costs and everything, to do the same job and see, is it just fair to hire a couple part-time guys in the summer or to do that and then maybe save that $300,000?
I ask Fritz too, like, this would be movable because Mike has a plan to go bigger for the sewer plant, the big in future, like to move the plant or not. And I ask him, if we spend this $300,000, we lose it if we move it? And he said, no, this is movable.
Mr. Cronin.
Well, sir, I guess that was sort of my question is, I know last week when you were discussing the annexing of three properties, there's some question about what is the capacity of the plant.
Right.
So,
and
does this expand it or
no, this is just doing a function that we currently manually do, and it's a process of squeezing the water out of the sludge. I don't know if you want that description, yes. But. Dewatering it faster than just putting in drying beds. And so, and Steve's right, we'd have to look at all the impact. What does it cost for the investment versus what we do traditionally?
So the issue about what really is the status of the waste treatment plant is down the road.
Yeah, and we'll be addressing it next
August.
Board meeting.
August.
Or August, not
yeah.
July?
Yeah, ask it by August.
Oh, okay. Well, then in August, yes, I'll have a more detailed report
of
what we're looking for.
So how many meters you can go for water and how many customers
right.
you can accept first. And they requested by August.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, so my understanding of this piece of equipment is it's more than capable of functioning right now with the capacity that we have. And if we were to increase capacity, it would be able to function and facilitate that expansion also. Is that correct?
Well, that's what we take into account. And that's kind of a long-term project in terms of what it could be, the treatment plant.
Right.
And that'll take a lot more discussion. And then we'd have to look at, okay, before we buy this unit, what would its maximum capacity be if we were to increase the flow allowed into the wastewater plant? Because
right.
the solids are a certain percent of that.
Right, and these type, or this piece of equipment, it's not the type, at least my understanding is, it's not the type that has a high turnover like a computer. 3 years from now, you need to buy a whole new computer. This piece of equipment, 3 years from now, it's still gonna function the same way it
right.
did. And it doesn't change a whole lot. There's not a lot of technological components to it.
Right,
and
just maintenance.
Right, just maintenance. And the cost of it now is probably going to be the same, if not less, than it would be 3 years from now.
Theoretically. Or we may find another product that does the same thing at less cost.
Right.
Follow up on yours. So what step, assuming we approve that sludge dewatering program, what steps are you going to take in the next couple of months?
Well, one of the first things we're doing is looking at the discharge requirements, and that tells us what amount we can treat. And then they have a formula or a measurement as a percentage that they say, we can never discharge at a constant rate the highest capacity of that tank, but rather a peak day or time
right.
period. And then we calculate that, and then a percentage of that is reduces
so
it
to
you can't just say, oh, we got 300,000 gallons we can treat a day, when in fact it might be much lower than that given the design as well as the discharge.
So what happens? You have to do engineering studies before you buy this?
No, it's pretty straightforward. I hesitate to talk about it because I want to get more informed about it, but it's basically a percentage of capacity. So the capacity is misleading in that it implies we can just serve all
right.
of that capacity, when in fact it's a percentage based on the records, looking at how efficient the operation is, and we also have to look at the infiltration, what's leaking into the sewer system beyond just people flushing their toilets. And that's an issue that needs to be looked at.
All right. So, sorry.
No, that's fine.
I was going to suggest a change then. Under number three, underwater, we have 200,000 for new wells. basically rehab and locate potential well sites. Would that be all right?
Yeah, but I think I'm thinking maybe even make it 100,000 instead of.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's what I would. So let me amend that to number three would read, locate potential new wells, locate potential new wells and rehab existing wells and change the amount to 100,000. Go second. That's your line.
Well, we don't really second it. It's just one component right now. We've got a lot of components to kind of work with, but that would be one that you would use as one of the components, because I think we have about six things to change at this point.
Okay.
So that would be one of those six. Mr. Kunkel, you look excited all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, it's just my thoughts are developing. It's a while. Okay. But like on number seven.
Chicken or an egg.
After talking a little bit more, with a purchase Caterpillar 26D skid steer new parentheses over 45,000, could we modify that or put in there like after that and or equipment or attachments for full-size backhoe like sheep's foot or hydraulic rock splitter for that 93,000 and see what works best for us. You
know? That's fine.
Can you do it like or other equipment needed?
Or other equipment needed, right? He knows what it is.
I was thinking since we're already over a million, when you include sewer and water together, we may have to eliminate that whole line.
The only thing we have to add the project distribution line and the immune system.
Yeah, for the projects.
We said we're going to tie it. Is that what the project have?
Needed, wanted is the discussion that they had.
Yeah. And your concern on the overall budget is because it exceeds what point?
I think last year we were 800,000, weren't we? Mm-hmm. We're over a million now.
But I need to pay your attention. Last year, we never have the carbon filter in the budget. We never have the algal minister in the budget. So sometimes down the road, you had some contingency.
It's probably
it's coming to the board. Any item or this item might need to bring it to the board. So you can adjust that, whatever you need. But according to the goal to start to work the project distribution line, should be by New Year. Should start July 1st, so they need this stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Need or want?
Yeah. It's your choice, but to you, nothing will be approved until it's coming.
I'm not going to ask anything that we don't need.
Yeah, well, I'm saying is we're getting a little higher than I'm comfortable with right now.
All right, so we cut $100,000 off that $200,000. Are you asking that the $93,000 be lowered also?
Yeah, or removed.
Or removed?
Yeah.
And but that,
I mean,
would,
that are you guys comfortable right around the $1 million mark or $900,000 now?
Well, what I understand, the equipment we're purchasing is make it possible to do the piping projects, which are very important.
So, I agree they're important, but the discussion these two had was we can do it with the backhoe, we don't need the skid steer.
Right.
Now the sheep's foot, we probably do.
But we agreed that we want the piping done, right?
Yeah.
We are agreeing with that.
Yeah.
So whatever is necessary to do that, basically, if it's something extra, then we probably should cut it out.
Well, Steve is suggesting that line number seven that we're talking about right now be amended to say, or attachments and equipment, meaning that if it was a sheep foot or whether it was another piece of equipment that could go on the existing backhoe, that would come out of that line.
So what would that reduce it to?
Was that correct?
Yeah, to be more flexible there, to get maybe what we need if we were going to buy something here, as they, yeah. But again, with the budget here, this is just projected, not that it's, we're going to spend it later on. I mean, well, we might, but it's going to have to come up for discussion again when something wants to be bought.
Okay. But to be fair to Mike, is that, I mean, when it comes up, he actually brings a contract, it's 45,000. You don't want him to do all the work and try to get a piece of equipment for us to say at the last minute we don't want it, you know. I mean, I think if it's in there, at least we have a feeling that we want it. Maybe it's not going to come at the end, but at least the direction. So if we feel strongly we don't want something, we should tell now.
So if we keep it and it says and other equipment is needed, that's good.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a moment here to review a couple things.
Going back to the $300,000 per second and the sewer debt equipment, it's not something that you need now. It would be an improvement, right? Basically.
It's not required by law, no.
But it's not required to carry on the regular operations even.
It's used for the regular operations.
Useful. It would be more efficient.
Right. And we would study it closer.
Right. And there's no lesser amount. It's either 300 or nothing.
Well, no, like I said, we could do more research and say, what is our other alternatives that can do accomplish the same things? They also have a system called a centrifuge that does the same thing. It separates the water from the solids. And they're both similar in price. So we just put it in there as a belt press equipment, which is a common use at all wastewater plants, because they have a lot of sludge that they have to dispose of, and taking the water out lowers the weight that has to be hauled out. So I like Steve's thought about analyzing it and saying, what does our investment get us? How much time does it save? And is that really critical to the operation, day-to-day operation? Mm-hmm. It's not something we'd use once.
So you're going to come back with us. It's kind of something say. Is this really necessary?
Yeah. I just want to put the money on the shelf right now and say we'll look closer and then I'll request it, or something else may be more critical.
Itself. The correction would be to June 19, 2019, would be the review of the proposed budget, and the next line would read, the board presented the proposed budget at the June 19, 2019 board meeting. The next corrections on the following page replace the V10 pickup for $65,000, so it matches up with the other page. The horizontal well rehab, so it matches up with the other page, would be 45 at the bottom.
Sorry, is this not part of the budget? It's explanation on.
Right, it's just commentary, but so that the commentary matches up with the budget. We'd like it to read, so it matches up with the budget. The next page on the sewer, so it matches up with the budget. Instead of purchasing the pitch cup at $70,000, it would read $40,000.
Listen to that.
Just so it matches up. Then in the actual budget itself, we come to the water expenditures, and line number 3 would read location, which we could just leave development there because, in my opinion, development of wells is locating them and how good they are or whatever. So development of new wells and or rehab of existing wells, if that's okay with Mr. Hunt?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's okay with you, Mr. Kunkel?
Yes.
And we're decreasing that from 200 to 100,000. And then line number 7 on the same page would read I would add in there, or attachment slash equipment needed on line 7, and we're keeping that at 93. And then we would go to the sewer page, and the only question I had on this is with Mr. Hunt's comment, and I know he didn't specifically comment on this page, but if we were to reduce that from 300,000 to a lower amount, does that put us out of the ballpark for most everything we've seen, or is that pretty much where they're at?
That's what they found so far.
That's what they found so
far.
Well,
meaning Fritz and Danny, they've been searching to try to get a good price and looking with something that has a warranty of a certain length of time. And
so okay. All right, then I'll just leave that alone. With those changes and amendments, is there any, well, is there any motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Okay, there's a first and you will second. Is there a second?
I second.
You second. Any further discussion?
Again, I just thought, now, maybe I can't vote on this because I do have my health care retirement benefit too.
Right.
So I might have to excuse myself.
You might have to leave the room during the vote.
And then next year, hopefully, we can take that out of the thing so we can do a separate.
Right. And if you don't mind, just for public information, the reason you're recusing yourself is because?
Part of the budget.
Oh. Part of the budget.
But I'm going to let him say it.
My retirement health benefits is in the budget here.
Thank you.
I would be benefiting from that.
Great. And so he's voluntarily excusing himself, which is appropriate. We appreciate that. So now, there still is a first and a second.
Right.
And there's no further discussion. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? It passes 3-0. Excellent. Great. That's it. At this point, we'll go into a closed session after a 5-minute break.